We hear in the gospel tonight that Jesus' heart was moved with pity for his people because they were like sheep without a shepherd. My heart is moved with pity for you, for you are faithful Catholics with no air conditioning. So, we'll keep this to the point. Has anyone noticed that the world is just a tad bit tense lately? There's a little chaos in the air, almost like a tinderbox. Sometimes the natural world matches our cultural situation. Last week, the assassination attempt. Even just yesterday, the computer outage. All of those of you who love Microsoft. Well, one little glitch, the whole world comes to a crashing halt. We can't travel, we can't do bank transactions, hospitals are shut down, all because of one software thing. That's weird. In our own state, just the heat, and then the kind of fear of wildfire, some which are burning, some which will come, right? All that, plus so many other things, can combine for some frayed nerves at this time. And yet, in the midst of all that chaos, our Lord is present. Jesus is always present in the midst of chaos. We just have to look for him. We have to seek him out. In the midst of everything I described, you probably won't see any news coverage of this, but there have been over 50,000 people gathered in Indianapolis for the National Eucharistic Congress. There's some great footage of 50,000 people in Lucas Oil Stadium, where the Colts play football, silent in adoration, adoring our Lord. Jesus is present in the midst of the chaos of the world. That's who he is. That's what the incarnation is. God comes into the brokenness of the world. He doesn't absent himself from it. He doesn't stay far removed from it. He enters into it to transform it, to bring his peace to the world. And he offers that peace. But peace, my friends, that's not the absence of conflict. It's a restoration of right relationship. And that's what Jesus came to do, to restore right relationship, first between us and him, and then between us and others, and then between ourselves in our own hearts, right relationship, and then with the whole created order. God is a God of relationship, and he loves to restore right relationship. That's what Jesus came to do. And he does it, but he doesn't do it by imposing a bunch of rules. Do this, not that. Do this, not that. No. He does it by offering himself to us. First for us, and then to us. Jesus offers himself first for us, and then to us. So he first offers himself for us, and that's the cross. That's what the cross is, Jesus offering himself freely and totally out of love for us, not because we deserve it, not because we had merited it, but simply out of love, Jesus who loves us. Before we become pleasing to him, before we've accomplished anything good, Jesus just freely giving himself out of love for our sake to save us. And then he offers himself to us. And that's what we're here tonight for. Jesus gives himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. So the one who offered himself for us on the cross gives himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. Take the first one. Jesus offers himself on the cross to do what? A very powerful reading from St. Paul as he writes to the Ephesians. He says, Jesus came to break down the dividing wall of enmity. The early church fathers, they had a good phrase, very pithy and short in Latin. They said, ubi divisio, ibi peccatum. Where there is division, there is sin. Where there is division, there is a breakdown in relationship. You can apply that today on every level, in your own heart, in your own family, in our church, in our nation. Where there is division, there is sin. But Jesus comes to break down the dividing wall of enmity. That means hatred. He, in his person, breaks it down, and he establishes his peace because St. Paul says that he is our peace. You see, the peace that we long for, it's never going to be established by someone or something in and of this world. It's going to be established by the one who is beyond this world, who breaks into the world to lift this broken world into the life of heaven. Jesus is our peace. He is our peace in his person. And friends, that peace is for every one of us. St. Paul, he goes on to say, he came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. I don't know where your heart is tonight. If you've been far away from God, maybe because of sin, maybe because of fears, questions, doubts, struggles, difficulties. But if you've been far off, Jesus has one word for you tonight. Peace. Peace be with you. It's the first thing he says to his apostles after he rises from the dead and appears to them. Peace. Peace be with you. It's how this Mass begins. Peace. Peace be with you. And to those of you who might be walking closer with God, who feel blessed and close to him, Jesus has one word for you tonight. Peace. Peace be with you. Whether you're far off or whether you're near, peace. Peace be with you. Jesus is our peace. In his person, we find our peace. And he offers himself to us tonight. But friends, that is not magic. We actually have to want that peace. In Luke's gospel, in the 19th chapter, Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. He says, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. Our culture, our world, is forgetting what makes for peace. We won't have peace without God. We won't. Every brokered deal will fail. Every policy will run its course and have its limits and leave certain people behind. Only in God, whose love is expansive enough to hold the whole world, sinners and saints, only in him can we find our peace. Brothers and sisters, we don't have to forget who is our peace. We don't have to make a mistake about what makes for peace in this world. We know him. We know who is our peace. Jesus. He is our peace. And he is not hidden to us. Not tonight. Not ever. He didn't hide himself on the cross. He is our peace. He doesn't hide himself in the Eucharist. On the cross, he offers himself for us. And in the Eucharist, which you and I receive tonight, he offers himself to us to establish his peace. And then, brothers and sisters, as our hearts are changed, as we have the peace of God within us, a peace the world cannot give, then he sends us into the world to bring that very peace that the world cannot give. And we're called then to give that peace away. How will your heart change tonight if you welcome the one who is your peace? What will your week look like? How will it be different? How will you treat people differently? How will you look upon the world differently with the peace of Jesus Christ in your heart? We should all take some moments tonight to really pray with that. We didn't come here to be comfortable. We didn't come here to be comfortable. We came to be comforted, but to be comforted is not necessarily to be comfortable. Jesus comforts us with his peace, but he also asks us to be his instruments of peace in the world. So we offer our hearts to him tonight. We offer our hearts, divided, broken, maybe angry, maybe hurt, maybe confused. We offer our hearts to him, and he gives us himself in return. May you find peace in him. May you live in that peace, and then bring that peace, the peace of Jesus, to the world.